Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
to be able to come across these airways and skyways on this beautiful Sunday morning that God has made, enable us to partake of. I hope and I pray that all is well out there in my listening audience. I hope all is well in your family circle, and I hope all continually to be well with you and yours, and may God bless you. I want to take this stage, I want to take this opportunity to reach out to those of you that has lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, last 24 hours, last 8 hours, last 4 hours, even moments ago. And we want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement and hour of despair. I want you to know that you have prayer warriors and pilgrims and sojourners that's praying alongside of you and praying with you and for you that God will restore your joy and restore restoration unto your heart and your soul. And Father God, we'd be so mindful to give your name the glory and honor and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the kingdom of God say amen and amen. I want to thank those of you that continually to make the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening program, and for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. An Overseer Award is just not, just saying this, but this is a fact that God says in His Word that He blesses a cheerful giver. So may be it of your time and your talent. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetary gain, but whatever you render unto God, God will graciously bestow a blessings upon you, upon your door, on top of your roof. So either at your rooftop, at your doorpost, God will have a blessing lying in wait for you, you and you. And I just want to take this opportunity once again to welcome all of my guests, all of my kinship family, and also my kingdom family from around the spectrum. So I just thank God for you, and you be blessed on today. I want you to bring all of your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your tablet, may it be your iPhone or your smartphone. We know that we're living in a high-tech community, a high-tech world. So we want you to bring all your digital devices aboard because we are in need of them. And we're going to now, before we go into any further ado, we're going to go into our opening prayer. And when we approach this podium, we want to always acknowledge God. He tells us to acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. So we want to go right now. I'm urging all of my listeners to go with me as we go and Lord have mercy. We will acknowledge God at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us together in unity, God, once again, from around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly soil that we're treading on is not our eternal destination. We know that you have already lining waiting a home that's not built by mortal man, you are the creator, you are the architect. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue on in your will and in your way, moving upward and onward, mounting up from the four corners of this world, starting from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again may not know of you in the part of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words, hallelujah, of encouragement, words of wisdom to each and every one of you and each and every one of those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, won't take your glory, but we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the temple of God say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. I'm scheduled to be with you 1 hour, and we will bring you the second part of our program, which is Hymns of Zion. And we bring you that part to just encourage your heart and uplift your spirit in the days, coming days ahead. So we want you now to just go with me as I take you into a program that's already in progression. And our sermon on this morning is a Selah moment. I want to say that one more time. A sermon on this morning entitled A Selah Moment. And we're talking about the King of Glory. We're talking about worship, and we're talking about praise. We're also talking about lifting your voice wholeheartedly. God, tell us, those that worship me, must worship me in spirit and in truth. So we are talking about acknowledging our Lord, our Savior, the Most High God, omnipotent God of power. Beside thee there is no other. And so we're going to take our first key scripture, and it reads like this. He is King of Glory, Selah, Psalms 24 and 10. And we're going to talk about King David. King David proclaimed that the Lord of hosts, he said that he is the King of Glory. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 24 and 10. The word Selah was later added to the end of his psalm and many others. Some believe it referred to an instrumental interlude because the psalm were often set to music. Then, biblical scholars suggest other possible meanings, including silence, even a pause, an interruption, to situate, exalt, or an end. Reflecting on these words can help you and I and us to take a Selah moment to pause and to worship God during our day. Be silent and listen to the voice of God. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 46 and 10. Pause from a hectic schedule, then to be refreshed in spirit. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 42 and 1 through 2. Interrupt the day to do a spiritual inventory and be cleansed. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 51 and 1 through 10. Accentuate the joy of God's provision through thanksgiving. That scripture reading is coming out of law, Psalms 65 and 9 through 13. exalt the name of God for answering yours and mine and our prayer in spite of disappointments. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 40 and 1 through 3. Then the end is the day by reflecting on God's faithfulness. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 119 and 48. We find out that David's reflections on God included a solemn moment. Following his example will help you and I to worship our God throughout the day. From your heart, give God your praise for his blessings all your days. Lift your voice to God above, God of mercy, God of love. We know that no day is complete without worship. And so we're going to go now into our second key scripture. And it is this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And it says, hallelujah. Let me find that key scripture. It says, I will praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. With my whole heart. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalm 9 and 1. And just suppose that you're at the optometrist's office. And it's taking longer than expected. You're late for another appointment, so you ask to use the phone. You dial the number twice and nothing happens. How do I dial out, you asked in frustration. I'm sorry, says the receptionist. You need to dial 9 first. You come to church to worship God. You're singing. You're praying along with the pastor and following the Bible passage as they are read. But nothing's happening inside. You want to worship the Lord, but you're just going through the motion. What can you do? Here's a suggestion. To dial 9. Open your Bible to Psalm 9 and follow David prompts as he expresses, hallelujah, his heartfelt praise to God. Open your heart, verse 1. Let's praise roll forth. Reveal all the things he has done for you and I. 3, rejoice and be glad and sing, verse 2. Then acknowledge that he defends you, verse 3 through 5. Then you ask to go to him for refuge, verse 9. Then we're told to talk about what he's done for you, verse 11. Then he goes on to receive his blessings and rejoice in his salvation, verse 13 through 14. So you see that King David says to try following David's example, then you will connect with God in your worship and praise. Because we find out that you alone are worthy, Lord, to be worshipped and adored. We to you our tribute bring, as our hearts rejoice and sing. At the heart of worship is the worship from the heart. And we're talking about a Selah moment. We're talking about worshiping God in spirit and in praise and in wholeheartedly giving him the highest praise, hallelujah, known unto mankind. Hallelujah, Jesus. We will go and consult the Webster, the Unabridged Dictionary. And we find out that the primary definition lists awesome as a deeply reverence, then dreadful, then awful. Then I thought more of our inspiring reality still is knowing the creator and the sustainer of the entire universe. The one of the psalmists wrote, the Lord Most High is awesome. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 47 and 2. So I would encourage you that the next time you hear the word awesome, may it remind you and I and us of our great God, who truly is awesome. He's the God of everlasting glory, filling earth and sky. Everywhere thy wonders open to our searching eye. We find out that nothing is more awesome than to know God. We're talking about a Sheila moment on this morning. We're talking about King of Glory. We're talking about worship and praise, lifting your voice wholeheartedly to God, our Most High Supreme. Our Most High Supreme of heaven and earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. The heart of this passage is to fear God when we acknowledge how great God is. We will respond to him with the reverence he so graciously and richly deserves. We will worship him with more care. We will draw near to him rather than quick to offer empty sacrifice. We will measure our words more cautiously, as well as be careful how you worship God, for it is better to offer God the sacrifices of a listening ear, hallelujah, than false promises, because we know that God sit high and he look low. Therefore, it is better to say less and show more. Be slow to speak and in a hurry to hear. Someone once said, empty praises and empty promises are like an empty wagon. They both make a lot of noise but deliver nothing. So when making a sacrifice to God, elsewhere says that none shall appear before me empty-handed. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 23 and 15. I would encourage you, do not make promises to God that you will not keep. We find out that such foolishness give him no pleasure. It is better not to pledge than to pledge and not pay. We know that true praise is measured not by what we promise, but by what we perform with our lives. Thus, our respect for him will influence both our worship and our praise. We're talking about giving God his just due. We're talking about giving God his honor and his praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Psalms 95 invites and it obliges you and I to join in a celebration of God. It calls is a twofold, to worship the one who is the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. And we do that in love for God, to God. When we open our hearts toward God in worship, we experience a life-giving inspiration. We find out that the psalmists invite you and I, oh, come and let us sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. You can sense the joyful enthusiasm in which this call is given. Rather than being only spectators, you and I and us, we may actively participate in this glorious worship. First, the worship leader reminds you and I and us of the vastness of our Creator. When we behold his greatness, we become vessels for the praise of God. The human heart stands in awe before the wonderful witness of creation. Our soul sings how great thou art. Something the Psalms instruct you and us about the intimate intimacy of God, because he is personal and loving. We call him our God. God has extended himself toward you and I and us in such a way that we can celebrate a shared identity. We are God's people, and God is our God. In such a climate, we know that the chilling fears of isolation and alienation dissipate in the warm breeze of the Spirit of God. In all the creations, and to this great God I belong. We limit our ability to worship God. However, we develop callous hearts and resist recognizing his splendor and majesty. We grieve the tenderness of God when we disregard his mighty acts, fail to respond to his love when this occurs. Our relationship with God changes dramatically, but we risk his anger and the removal of his blessings. Therefore, because our creating and loving God deserves all of our worship and praise, so let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. We are talking about a Shiloh moment. We are talking about the King of Glory. We are talking about worship and praise. We are talking about lifting your voice unto the Lord, all ye land. We are to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with a mighty praise and be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. So you might say, Overseer Ward, I don't have anything to praise God for, to give God honor and praise, but I would plead to you, in spite of what you're going through, it is a privilege and a blessing for you to be able to be breathing the breath of life. This is God's breath that he has breathed into man and woman's nostril, that he is able to become a living soul. So if you don't have everything that you would want to have right now at this moment in your life, just be glad that you're able to breathe the breath of life and you're not in a cold entombment. Hallelujah. To be there until that great judgment day. But you're able to give God praise in spite of your downfalls and your setbacks and the booby traps that the enemy set before you and I and us. You have a praise to thank God that you're here on this morning. There are some that didn't make the roll call on this morning. When their name was called, they didn't answer. So you have a Shiloh moment on this morning to give God thanks and praise, because you have life, you have health. You might not have all the strength, but you have strength in your extremities. You can lift your hands, you can lift your voice in praise to God and tell him, thank you, God, for another day that I've never seen in my life before. Thank you, God, for tapping me on my shoulder and saying, arise, my son, arise, my daughter. Hallelujah to a new day and a new dawning. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that I'm able to move around and I don't have to be guided and led by an assistant. And those of you that has to have assistant, blessed be the name of the Lord that you have an assistant to be able to move you around from here and there. Hallelujah. God is worthy of all our praise. He's worthy of a Shiloh moment. We're talking about praising God on this morning. We're talking about lifting our voice to God for all the things that he has done in yours and mine and our life. We have a praise this morning. Might be aches and pains going through your extremity, but I yet have a Shiloh moment. You might have a divorce decree that's pending, but yet you have a Shiloh moment on this morning. Your kids might be acting out and they're just running wild, but yet you have a Shiloh praise on this morning. Hallelujah. You might have a husband that's prone to booze and whiskey and wine. chasing women's, but yet you have a Sheila Mama to praise. You can praise God in spite of what you're going through, because we know that God is able to make all things new. He can right the wrong in that wayward husband, wayward spouse, that wayward child or son or daughter. God is able, hallelujah, to do some straightening. God can straighten out anything, hallelujah, that you need straightening in your life. May it be a health report you got from a doctor, hallelujah, that didn't go so well, didn't sound well when you last visit your doctor. But just know that you can have a Sheila moment right here and right now. We know that God is a deliverer from whatever ails you, from whatever sickness and diseases that you have that are going through your body at this time. Know that God is the ultimate physician. He's the great I am. He's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's worthy to be praised on this morning. Will the doctor say you have a disease? God said, by my 39 stripes, you are healed, hallelujah, of any sickness and diseases. But you first have to give God a Sheila moment. You have to give God praise for everything that he has done and those things that he's not done, but he has not come back with an answer yet. No, it's not over till God says over. Matters your doctor report. It's not over till God says over. Matters your divorce decree. It's not over till God says over. In spite of that wayward son or daughter, it's not over till God says over. So you know that God can make anew. God can start your life anew. In spite of having 6 months to live, God said you can live on like Hezekiah. Hezekiah, hallelujah, went to God, and he prayed before God. God extended his lifespan 15 more years. So in spite of what the doctors say, look to the great physician, the great doctor. He's the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is worthy to be praised on this morning. God can heal all matter of sickness that we encounter here on planet Earth. The reason why we experiencing sickness and death here on earth is because of sin. Hallelujah. Because of sin. But we know that if you look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of yours and mine and our faith, we know we can find deliverance in Jesus. You can find healing in that healing water of Jesus. You can find, hallelujah, safety in the arms of Jesus. You can find liberty in the arms of Jesus. We're talking about a Sheila moment on this morning. We're talking about praising God and giving him all on this morning. How long has it been since you said, thank you, God, that you love me. Thank you for sparing my life. Thank you for sparing me for that coincidence that almost was, could have been me, but you spared me. Could have been me outdoors with no food, no clothes, no shelter. How many times have you thanked God? If you have not thanked God, I would encourage you to lift your hands wherever you're kneeling, standing, bending, squatting, lying on this morning, and raise your hand toward heaven and tell God thank you. When God says that his 39 stripes heal you, he means that. His 39 stripes, you and I, us, are healed. The doctor says, you're going to die. God said, ye shall live. He said, you shall and you will. Live, 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 and ye shall not die, but ye shall live. Because of my 39 stripes, because my parents' side, because the nails that have been placed in my right hand and my left hand, the spikes that have been placed in my feet, one place upon another, going to the top layer down to the very second level of God's feet, the crown of thorns that was placed on his head was for you and I healing. Nothing more and nothing less. So I would encourage you, if you want God to see, if you want to see the goodness of God, I would raise my hand right now and give God praise, in spite of what the doctor report says, that you know God to be a healer. He to be a deliverer for whatever have you bound by sin, whatever have you bound by sickness and diseases. We're talking about a Sheila Brown this morning. We're talking about giving God praise, giving him honor. It's just due. We don't get anything from God because we don't praise God. We don't thank him, but we limit God. And we go on about what man say, instead of going on what God's word tell us. We got God's word. From Genesis to Revelation. We got God's word on it. And God's word said, before his word returned back unto him void, heaven and earth shall pass away. That means that heaven and earth will fall off of its foundation into the sea. We know that God is not a lying prophet. God is not a lying divine divinity, but God is an omnipotent, holy God. His word stands supreme. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're talking about a Sheila Brown this morning, giving God praise, and it's just due. I thank you, Lord, for another day. I didn't work for it. I couldn't earn it. And I definitely didn't deserve it. But it was your grace and mercy that sustained you and I and us on this morning. We're able to unite and worship around the world. Hallelujah. In unity. In spite of what's going on in our world. We look to Jesus because we know that it's nothing that we can do about it. But we know God rules all. He said high and he looked low. Over the good and the not so good. So I would encourage you to take your eyes off of man and look to the man, hallelujah, who can do anything but fail. We fail and we fall short of the glory and honor of God, but we can look to a man that has never fallen short of his glory and his honor and his praise and his word. He has never lied, and he never will, and he never shall lie. God is a word that he keep his word to you and I and us. If he tell you that he's going to bless you, believe him. If he tell you that he's going to heal your body, believe him. Believe God. I will believe the report of the Lord. So be a hearer and a doer. Be quick to hear. Hallelujah. And slow to speak. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Anyone that is desiring prayer on this morning, you can call in to the studio and speak live with the host and the moderator, Overseer Janice M. Ward. If you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to call in. The number to dial in and speak live is 646-200-3074. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. Our sermon on this morning has been a Sheila moment. We're talking about the King of Glory. We're talking about worship and praise, lifting our voices, lifting our hands toward heaven, and giving God a gratitude of thanks for all that he has done in yours and mine and our life. We're talking about the Lord, the Most High God, having a Sheila moment on this morning. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes if you can't say a word, you can only do body gestures. God hears. Just faintest cry. He hears us when we don't say anything. God is a mind reader. God is a mind reader. He's a mind reader and he's a heart reader. He's a mind regulator. There's nothing that God can't read from his children. Remember that God made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. We are the sheep of his pasture. Yes, we are on this morning. So in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to infuse your mind and to infuse your mind and to infuse your mind and to marinate your heart on this morning. Hallelujah. I get so happy. I just get, look like my mind just go haywire. But, you know, I just thank God because God is yet faithful to us. Yet is a just God. Yes, blesses us. We don't even deserve it, but God give us everything. He gave his life that you and I might live. He covered a multitude of our sins. God neither sinned, neither was a guile found in his mouth. So we owe God endless praise. So I just hope and pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you this morning the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to our second phase of our program, Hymns of Zion. If you have any prayer petitions, you're welcome to call in at this time. Speak live with the host, Overseer Janice Ward. But until we meet again, across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Hallelujah. Buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We see that hallelujah. We're just gonna go on. We don't care what come our way. You know, we know the enemy always try to, you know, sabotage, you know, whatever we have, want to present unto God. But just know, the Satan and the satanic forces cannot do no more than God allows because the enemy is subject to God. So he cannot do anything unless he get approval from God. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, we're going to take you right now into our second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion. You go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Lord, give me knowledge.
Every Come on, even if you don't stand up, put your hands together, just kind of rock a little bit. They're teaching me how to move.
Fortune or fame, just one. at somebody and say, if God said it, then it's so. Such a long time for God to provide. And you've been praying for God to work a miracle in your life. And the Lord said, Lord, I'm with you.
Claim it. things have passed away. Behold, all things become new.
I was looking at this young man in his wheelchair. Shirley came back there in the back, and we was like, man, he was praising God with everything he had.
And y'all come to church, and you sit there, and you be like, I don't feel like praising.
We complain, mumble, we grumble. I told somebody the other day, they were fussing about, I'm tired of my job, I'm tired of my boss man. I just feel like walking off, and I say, stop. Right now, honey, you need to thank God you got a job. I was in my church, and this little song came to me and it said,
we love you, we thank you, we praise you, we lift you up for who you
come on, move those shoulders.